What's up, everybody? Ben Raza here for Awesomeo.com, and we are back with more Breakfast Menu talking Thursday night football. Normally at this time, I would say Josh Engelman is joining me, but that is not the case. He is in the NBA streets. So what did I do? I brought on my man from the betting show, Eitan Shander, joining me to talk a little Browns and Broncos. Thursday night football, a lot of injuries, but also a lot of bets to get to. Are you excited to be hopping on the Breakfast Menu?
Yes, I am a million times more excited to be here on the Breakfast Menu than I am for Thursday night football. If those are my two bookends.
Those are your options.
Yes, absolutely. I'll take it every single day, brother.
That's what we want. Before I ask you, because you know how this goes, you're going to be laying some strips of bacon, trying to win some money for us. I do want to give a shout out to our friends at BetMGM. If you haven't been over there, new users are going to get a 3-month free edition of Awesomeo Plus. With any deposit of $10 or more, you're also going to get that risk-free bet of up to $1,000 from BetMGM. Ooh. You got to use the link in the description of this video. No reason not to take advantage of that. Easy, easy money. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Eitan, let's get into it. I know you have a couple picks. I've got a pick. Where are you going tonight for Thursday night football?
I am excited to see how you maneuver through all of these injuries, especially because it's a short week. I'm going to go with what I know. Look, we don't have the benefit of expanding thought and theory here like we do on the Awesomeo Betting Show. So I'll give it to you short and sweet. It's a short week. We already know that Denver's offense and Cleveland's offense, for that matter, especially banged up, have been struggling. It's tough now for Cleveland to bounce back without their quarterback, without their top two running backs. And look, Teddy Bridgewater, he doesn't throw a lot downfield. He's not some big downfield threat. But he's also banged up on top of that. We're going to go under first half here. 20.5. It's dropped since this line has opened. I got in at 21.5. But look, Ben, I don't see many points scored early on. If anything does happen, it's probably going to be Case Keenum or Bridgewater breaking through in the third quarter. Expect a lot of cautious, safe play calling because that's who Teddy Bridgewater is. And that's what the Browns are going to have to do with Case Keenum.
I have no problem with that. The total, again, once we got the Baker news, it has dropped. It seems like both of these teams are going to be struggling immensely. But to me, and I'm assuming you're going, because you're just getting started here, you're going one strip of bacon, correct? You're not doing anything crazy?
Can I give you two strips?
Okay. You know what? I feel spent. Two strips on the under. I like it. Coming in hot.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident on this. And look, normally, you know how I roll. Normally, there's the look at the under, especially the first half on short weeks. Got burned on that Tampa Eagles game, but that's fine. For the most part, it's been paying off. In this case, how does it not? You've got both quarterbacks, Case Keenum, a backup, and Bridgewater, who doesn't throw well and, or long at least, and is hurt. So, yeah, two strips.
I love it. All right. I did say both of these teams are struggling, and there's no doubt I really liked, as most of you probably know, I liked Cleveland last week. Didn't work out so much. I am not going to be deterred, though. I'm going to stick with them here. It's inside.
Really?
Yeah, I am. And I think, ooh, honestly, the point, it's down to, you can find Cleveland right now around -1.5 or plus money, -1 for -110. I don't think that the way Baker was playing, given how injured he was at times, it's that big of drop-off to Case Keenum right now. And I know they've got other injuries, but a lot of those they've been dealing with for a while. They're going to miss the backs. There's no doubt about it. Looks like Odell also not going to play, but Landry could and should be back. They're getting one of the tackles back. And I think the most important thing for me, the defense is not that injured, and they are going to travel. I mean, they're at home here, which is good. But in the sense that they're going to show up, they're going to make Bridgewater's night pretty difficult. And then I just look at the Broncos. I think the honest assessment, they're just not that good. They started out really well, but let's look who they played and what exactly happened here. When you dive in, they beat the Giants, Jacksonville, and the Jets. Well, that's great. 3-0. Lost to Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and the Raiders. Away from home, not good. I think all of these signs, Cleveland is still a pretty good team in my mind. I know they're not maybe to the level that we expected, and we'll see when they get healthy. To me, at home, in a game that they need, short week, I know the injuries are piling up. I actually think they might be coming in slightly healthier. So I'm going to lay a strip of bacon. Browns -1, -1.5. Anything inside 3, I feel comfortable with.
I'm not surprised by any means. You've been heavy on the Browns, and that's, as you mentioned, with Baker Mayfield playing poorly for the most part. What I'm a little surprised at, you didn't go under with the Browns. Like, I thought I was waiting for, and it wouldn't even be a curveball out of left field, maybe more out of like left center field. You coming out and laying everything you just laid down, equating it to the under. But look, you're right. Browns defense was legit from the jump and has been. It's been a big reason why people have been on them from a futures to just a week to week standpoint. So can't hate that pick at all, man.
No doubt about it. Before we get to your final pick, and I know you've got a player prop to give us, but if you're enjoying this content, if you're having some fun here at Awesome Odds, you want to make some money, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, help us out. We are marching to 2,000 subs quickly, and we're really excited about that. Really, really good stuff. And you can, of course, catch me and Eitan every Thursday talking live, a live betting show, breaking down all these games and this game in full. But just give the people one player prop for tonight that you're interested in.
The line is super low, especially when you look at what Bridgewater has done in the air the last two games he's played. But you start to look a little deeper. Broncos were down and actually required him to throw a little bit more. Yes, Cortland Sutton, Patrick has evolved as well into a guy that can go downfield. But this is all about two major things, Ben Rasa, and that's why we go under 229. It was at 230. It started, I think, at 240. This thing has dipped considerably. We're going to go under Teddy Bridgewater's passing yardage at 229.5 because, A, he's banged up. He's dealing with multiple injuries. You don't want him running around or even in threat to get hit. The ball's going to come out quick, fast, short. And also that Browns defense. I'll just echo what you said, which is they're not hurt. And the Broncos defense isn't that banged up either. So expect this to be a defensive struggle. Bridgewater's not throwing for 250 Thursday night. I'm comfortable going under that number. As low as it is, I'm comfortable going under that number.
We're going low. We're going unders. It's going to be an ugly game tonight. Browns yes. In a low-scoring game is the name of the game for us here. But there you go. Three up, three down. Thanks to BetMGM. Thanks for Eitan. Thanks for you guys watching. Leave in the comments if you think we're crazy or if you're tailing us. We want to know. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you all soon.